This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by HostGator. Get 30% off hosting with code MMA. Shave time, shave money. DollarShaveClub.com/MMA Nuts. Defense Soap. Get 15% off your order with code MMA Nuts. Woo! Hey fans, it's MMA Nuts, episode 242. My name's Ingo Weigold.
Matt Grimm at the MMA Show. By my fans, for my fans, we're going to walk the line between serious and ridiculousness.
That actually worked, I have to say. That woke me up and just sitting
beating the piss out of yourself. Pre-show.
This is going crazy. It felt good on the neck, and I was like, I'm going to hit myself everywhere. Why not?
Oh, it works out.
You just punch yourself in the balls.
Nah. Your daughter already did that earlier.
Yesterday. Yeah, I was like, whoa.
Oh, she did it twice to me. Son of a bitch.
Yes. We was over here for a birthday party. Kids are, you know, kids are kids.
Yep.
Shit. I think, I will say this.
Go ahead.
If you're in a marriage and you have children and your marriage survives the children, it's a you deserve a pat on the back, I think.
Pat on the titty ball.
I would say that the kids are probably the number one strain on a marriage usually, aren't they? Would you say?
Exactly. 100%.
Yes.
As soon as you have them, you're not the most important person in your wife's world anymore.
No. And then they go.
You are below dog.
Below dog.
You get right. A dog, you are below dog.
Yes. Yeah, and then they go, and then what happens? Then it's empty nest syndrome.
Then you move on and find a younger, nicer one.
Sounds lovely. Is there like an official club for this kind of thing?
I just.
A younger, better looking version?
Yep. You upgrade.
Dude, I had a couple friends who kept like in college breaking up with chicks, mm-hmm. and then like they would date a girl that looked exactly like the, it was weird. Like, you know, you ever have a friend like that? Mm-hmm. It's like he had a type, right? And he was never going to go outside that type. You know, like all the girlfriends I ever had, they were all like totally different. But like there was a couple buddies. I'm like, dude, her name's Jenny. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. She kind of looks like the other chick. It's like, yeah, I know. Like, all right. I don't know if that's good or bad or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, not sure. It's very strange.
You broaden your horizon.
It's a little weird,
maybe.
Man. You should, like, you know, trade in a different model at least.
Yeah.
You never know.
Go for a different flavor.
Yes. Like John Jones? Oh, boy.
Oh, Jesus. Are we ready?
I don't know. I figured why not. Should we talk about something? The news first? You want to save that for last?
Yeah. Well, let's do the news. Is brought to you by worldofwatches.com.
Yes, where you can save $10 off 90.
That's right.
With code MMAY. 10
and 20 off of 175 with code MMAY20.
Yeah, and why literally the letter Y, not WHY. So
we should do it both ways.
That'd be cool. That would be awesome.
It's all good. So, hey, news.
Yes,
let's start with I found an old videotape.
Okay,
of me doing some no-gi jiu-jitsu with John Machado the year 1994.
Whoa. Yeah, we just watched that before.
That's ridiculous.
It's crazy. And I didn't even realize how young he looked, too. It didn't put two and two together.
Like back then.
Small, and that's like huge.
Fucking 21 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ, my first taste of Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and hopefully some of it's playing here and the potato quality. That
was the tough man era, right? When did you do that?
That was 95. 22? So I was... Actually, that's training. Not for the tough man, but yeah, right before that. It's interesting because once they learned all that, the stuff that he was teaching, never lost another street fight. Yeah. But that's also because you know jiu-jitsu and nobody else does.
Different story
like,
now.
And now I wouldn't want to fight.
You never
anybody.
Know what you're going to run into in the streets now.
But back then, it was so much fun.
Yes.
Anyway, so what else is going on? We had a big boxing match, I guess. Mayweather. Pacquiao?
What's boxing, Matt?
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
Yeah, we did. I didn't watch it either. I think, first of all, the $100 buy-in just seemed ridiculous to me. I mean, it's almost like so ridiculous, you're kind of like, should I be buying this? Like,
am I missing out?
Is it going to be that good? And apparently it wasn't. But in fairness, I think Mayweather's, you know, haters got what they expected. That's what Mayweather does. I mean, he plays defense. He in and out, pa-pa-pa, out, pa-pa-pa, hug. That's his whole style. That's all he does. He never gets hit, right? So what were you saying yesterday? Something about Manny's previous opponents and remember, was that?
Oh, yeah. I think someone, I don't know if I could find that picture, but I swear someone posted a photo that showed all of Mayweather's opponents, their faces, like the last eight, and then Pacquiao's. And it looked like the people that Pacquiao fought, they look like they've been gang raped in prison by like five dudes. All the people that Mayweather fought, you couldn't even tell they were in a fight.
Yeah.
So.
Which is interesting.
And let's talk about the gate. I heard it was $72 million for the gate.
Crazy.
And Dana White was saying some gibberish about how it should have only been 40 or 50 million. And I don't get the point there. Like, did he think they made too much money?
Well, that was the rumor and the talk of this whole thing was is that there was just too much money on. I don't know how it's maybe somehow in the gambling world to have that much cash on a certain event is bad. I mean, so there was just too much money on this thing, apparently. Like, so maybe that leaves it open for corruption. I don't know what he was, you know, his point was with this whole
thing.
They
got Ocean's 11. They're going to come in and fucking rob it because they know all the money's here tonight. Yes. Let's come and get it.
Could be. But I think both fighters made over $100 million.
Really?
And, you know, there was people out there saying Pacquiao phoned it in, but apparently he was injured. Supposedly the Mayweather didn't allow him. Which is the craziest thing, right? Like, how does your opponent have control over what you can do medically?
It was the Nevada State Athletic Commission. The head of the commission said that Pacquiao didn't disclose the injury until 6:30 p.m. the night of the fight. So he said, no shot, Ingo. No shot.
Okay.
So he fought, apparently, with a torn rotator cuff, but that's neither here nor there.
Whoa, that's serious, though. That's going to make it difficult for him to throw the right hand.
Yeah, he's a one-armed bandit at that point.
Yeah, yeah.
Might as well be a slot machine.
Yeah. And that may be why he didn't look as himself, which is normally an aggressive 5-6-7-punch fighter. You know, I've watched some of his fights. I do like him. I don't watch a lot of boxing, but I've seen him fight a few times, and I like his style. I mean, he doesn't fuck around. So I don't know. Every time I watch boxing, it's kind of like, you know, they hug, and then I'm like, all right, who's good? How come no one's throwing anybody? Like, what's going on here? Take him to the ground. Take him down.
Leg kick. I just want a leg kick. And yeah. Then the other issue they had is that the fight was delayed by almost an hour, I want to say, because they were having a glitch with the amount of people trying to buy the pay-per-view that the system couldn't maintain. So they had to keep delaying the start. So I want to say it was about midnight when they started fighting.
Okay.
I don't know. I think that was Eastern.
Did they release the numbers on that yet?
No, but I want to say that when it's all said and done, this motherfucker's pulling in $500 million. But I'm talking merchandise, gate, pay-per-view, and then also the advertisers, because I think they all paid something ridiculous.
Of course. I'm going to guess the pay-per-view did $6 million worldwide.
That's crazy. That's a lot.
I think we're in that range.
I want to say that the most was $2.8 million for boxing.
Ever?
Yeah.
I think this is bigger than
double
that.
In?
Yeah. Triple? I think it's big. I think it's
really?
Crazy big.
Wow.
I think it's like ridiculous big. You know, these guys are going to retire off the show. And supposedly Mayweather is saying this is going to fight one more time. That's it.
Yeah, he says come when the show releases, he's going to relinquish the three belts he holds. So it gives other people a chance to win it since they can't take it from him.
Smart.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Kind of like John Jones.
Well, not voluntarily. There.
You got to give people an opportunity to get the belt.
Yeah. Well.
Someone has to relinquish it.
Speaking of relinquishing.
Yes.
Can we talk about this Nick Diaz thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I'm really interested. Apparently, he was tested 3 times on fight night.
Right.
Okay, and
piss test. Okay,
and he failed the middle test, the first test and the last test, which went to a WADA type facility, no problem.
Yes,
the other test, which I forgot where to go, like Quest Diagnostics right? So the second test went there, he failed like 300 and something nanograms per milliliter or something, whatever the number is, it supposedly high. So I have a theory on this.
Go ahead. Let's hear it.
So I think it's known that if you are a marijuana user or a drug user, I think marijuana especially because it lives in the fat cells, you know, it stores in your fat. if he tests before the fight, he's clean, right? He goes through a 5-round war where he's just redlining, right, to fight.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's only natural that his body is burning the fat during the fight, and now he's like pissing out like weed from like 6 months ago.
Either.
Right. So it's just like weed coming out. And then he has a bunch of water. He got all the shit flushed out. The third test is fine. So
it's just fishy to me, though. It's still fishy, isn't it?
I think one test that's different from all three negates everything.
Yes.
Because how is it possible if one test is wrong and two tests are right, then that one test can't be right.
Right. Why do you accept the 33% as being 100% correct?
I don't know. Is he going to court for this shit?
He should. Yeah, I mean, he's got a legitimate case. If 66% of the tests are saying that you've done nothing wrong,
yes.
66 is higher than 33. I'm sorry, Nick Diaz, fight on!
Yeah, because basically what they're saying is that the Quest test is correct, but the two WADA tests are correct. Then what about every other athlete who tested on the WADA test that night? Those should all be thrown out.
Is this going to tie into Anderson Silva then? Because remember how Joe Rogan was saying there's something else that's going to come out about this Anderson Silva test. So I wonder if it's the same scenario where the Quest comes up positive, but the WADA labs came up negative. Right. I don't know if it's the same scenario, but I know there's something else fishy going on.
Even vice versa. I think you can't have they all have to be conclusive.
It's got to be 100%. Yes. If it's not 100%, everything's got to get thrown out. You just got to say, something got fucked up. We can't prove anything. Fight on. Plus, it's for weed. You know, at the end of the day, go back. It's fucking weed.
Right.
And if you're not doing a blood test, you can't tell if he's impaired at that time. So it doesn't matter in my book.
Yeah, I'm with you. Especially for weed.
Yes.
More power to him if he's high during the fight.
Right.
Like, whatever. What the fuck?
Exactly.
I mean, that still, in my mind, I've been watching MMA now, 5 years? I feel like that was the greatest round I've ever seen in my life. That 2-minute span where it was just like fucking Diaz going.
It's pretty good,
man. I'm like, what is he doing? I don't know what he's doing. So crazy. Maybe he was high. I don't know. But it just seems weird that there's no way he can pass one, not pass one,
right,
and then pass one. It's impossible.
If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Thank you. So, Anderson Silva maybe gets cleared of his bullshit as well. Didn't he come out, though, admit that he took some shit?
I don't know. Did he? I don't know. He just said he got caught. He didn't say he took anything.
Hey, you got me. I'm not going to say for what.
Yeah.
Sons of bitches.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we go to the next thing?
Please.
So there's this rumor flowing around again about the UFC possibly being for sale.
Mm.
And when you start looking at what they've been doing recently, it almost could be plausible.
You think?
Well, starting, what is this, May, June, July. So in July, welcome to Vanilla UFC, where, we're going to have Reebok as the uniform sponsor.
Ice, baby.
That's right. And we've hired the Elliot Ness of drug testing. So it's brand over fighter. There's going to be no chance for anyone using anything illegal. So you're totally trying to clean it up. Plus you have the Fox deal. So everything is just vanillizing the sport.
Mm-hmm.
And then weren't you saying something about their financial status and their credit rating being not so good?
Yes. I think there's a note out there for around $500 million that they still owe on. From what I remember in January, they were trying to get like some kind of shit done where they like somehow they can rework the interest, mm-hmm, or something, because they were financially on the books. It wasn't looking very good because they had this huge loan out there, and I don't know whatever happened to that. I don't even know if they have. Well, they're still a private company, right? So they don't have to disclose any of this shit, really. I can certainly see this being a good time to sell.
Yeah, the only thing holding them up is going to be the lawsuits, the 5 lawsuits.
Okay.
And I think...
Is there 5 now? I thought there was
5. Only 3.
Okay,
no,
wow.
There's 5.
Okay, wow.
The way they handle it, I think, will be a good indicator of if it's for sale or not. Because it almost... If I'm going to try to sell the UFC, I want to get that taken care of as soon as possible. I want to And you don't want any of that to go public. So, like, man, they're gonna get it done ahead of trial. They're gonna settle out of court. Everyone's gonna sign a non-disclosure agreement, and no one's gonna know anything except all these fighters are getting a ton of money. And then next thing you know, the UFC is for sale and sold to Dubai. Someone in Dubai.
That'd be fucked up.
I don't know who else would buy them.
Well, weird thing is you haven't seen Dana really in public like he used to be, right?
Yeah, that's the last part, right? You talk about Twitter.
Quiet. Dana, quiet.
The media scrum where you do those one-on whatever, just him and everybody.
He's not really doing it.
Doesn't do those anymore.
Is he burned out? Does he know something? I think it's all very fishy. Of course, the one thing I've always liked about the UFC is that you got a guy who's in running shit, and he's out there just telling everybody to go fuck themselves. No one does that, right?
No.
So, but it seems like he's not doing it anymore either. So what does that mean?
Curious. All curious.
It is.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. And say they were to sell this, I don't know if that's good or bad. It could be either, right? Depends what direction new ownership would want to take the company.
Yeah.
I think step one is reduce the amount of cards. Oh, my God. We're just at that point again where I'd still like to see once a month. A month and build it up. Make it every card the best card you could possibly make.
Yeah.
And you just can't do it right now. And we have weight divisions, which we've talked about, that we don't need. We have weight divisions that we should create, but you probably
like anything
can't.
155 and under, fuck them.
Yes. Except the ladies. That's entertaining, and that's different. But
yes.
That's all I got to say about that.
Fair enough.
We'll move around?
Yes.
Nurmagomedov.
Oh, no.
Injured.
What?
Out.
No way.
Not fighting Cerrone.
Was it a knee?
Yep.
Go figure.
May have came back a little bit too early, but also lays some credence to Dana White talking about AKA and are they doing caveman training over there? Because why do they keep blowing out knees? You have, who else?
Kane.
Who's supposed to come back and fight Verdum here in the next few months or so, which I guess he's probably going to pull out with another injury. Nurmagomedov out. And then you saw the training methods of Kane.
Where
he's blasting leg extensions, mass, weight, as fast as he can possibly do it. And he's on his, I don't know.
Does seem kind of old school.
A little bit.
In today's day and age, why are you doing, like, targeted individual muscle group training? It's been proven that that shit doesn't work that well. Unless you're trying to be bulky. But in MMA, you should be going for strength, right? Not bulk.
It's all about cardio these days.
Cardio? The EPO?
Yes.
Kane has lots of cardio.
He sure does. I can't wait till July. We're going to see a little bit different UFC and go.
What happened? Oh.
A little bit different. When drug testing is the norm.
Okay.
And the sport is going in the shitter.
You really think athletes are drug-free nowadays?
No.
Okay. So the technology is better for testing, but also the drugs are better.
Yeah. And the best are going to continue to pay the money to get the best stuff to avoid detection.
Yes.
I mean, you're just going to have to spend a little bit more. But they're always, as Victor Conte said, the users are always one step ahead of the testers.
Right.
So.
Well, I mean, the one thing that I always found interesting was some of the Olympic stuff, where a lot of the records, like, still hang around from the 70s and 80s. Like, even though, like.
What is it, the East German women?
Yeah. Yeah, there's that. And I think the Russians hold a bunch of records still for, like, powerlifting and strength, pure raw strength. And so it's like the drugs, do they really help? Do they hurt? I don't know. But do they really get better? I don't know. It's just, you know, nutrition supposedly so much better, all this stuff. You know, I don't know. I don't know that it really helps that much. Maybe it doesn't even help as much as we think it does.
It helps a lot. They were juiced to the gills back then. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, like,
you're fucked in the head.
Does it really help? I don't know.
Shut your banana hole.
Why would they? My banana hole. Why would they? Why wouldn't they be getting better though? That's my question.
What do you mean? They are.
No, but shouldn't the records be broken from back in the 70s and 80s?
Maybe here's the challenge with the Olympic athletes. They don't get paid, right? aren't we still in this
yes
non-page for performance?
I think you have to be an
amateur
yes.
yeah. kind of bullshit. So yep. maybe they cannot afford the kind of drugs they need to be on. We're back in the day, and you look at some of these countries, the they were willing to spend, I would imagine,
everything.
Everything and anything, because it was a yeah. big deal to get the gold medal for your country. So they would probably get the best of the best, you know? And nowadays, I think that they're probably not doing that as much in the Olympics. And I will say, I think some of the stuff gets swept under the rug.
I can't believe you told me to shut my banana hole. What the fuck does that mean?
Well, it's like a pie hole, right?
Jeez. Well,
have a banana.
Are you saying I'm talking nonsense?
Yes.
As he spills all over himself.
I'm trying to drink and nice. Talk at the same time. It doesn't work.
He's got a hole in his lip.
As long as it's not in my...
In your microphone?
Microphone hole.
It might be in there.
Oh, good.
A little apple cider's not going to kill anyone.
Hey, not. It's neither here nor there.
What else you got?
Oh, do you want to go to John Jones yet? Or do you have anything else you want to mention?
Oh, just the one thing.
One thing.
Anthony Bourdain saying to Bill O'Reilly, come get your ass kicked. It's no secret that Bourdain has been training at Henzo's for mm-hmm. some time. He has said that he's lost 30 pounds. He's in the best shape of his life. He's actually drinking a lot less because obviously he's training early in the morning. There's videos of him out there like waiting for class and stuff. So he's all into the jiu-jitsu. I think he's got some beef with Bill O'Reilly because of some bullshit that was said regarding him in war zones. And I don't know, Bill's like kind of like, whatever.
Is he even a real person or is he just a character on TV?
I think he's a character on TV and he writes books, which are some of them are pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. I've read like Killing Kennedy and Killing Lincoln and all this stuff. Like he has good history books and whatever, but good for Bourdain. I love his show. I don't, you know, like I don't ever... like sit down and watch like his shows religiously, but whenever mm-hmm. they're, if I'm sitting down and it's on, I'm going to sit there and finish it. Cause it's that good. Like I just saw recently of speaking to Austin, a series of him in Austin doing like the, you know, South by Southwest and all that shit. Just mm-hmm. getting drunk and eating.
Yeah, that's entertaining.
That's all he does is he gets drunk and eats.
Something wrong with great. That. It's a yes. good lifestyle.
And 30 pounds is weird. Cause I look at him on TV. I go, you don't look that. I mean, like you're not like in shape, but you're kind of, I mean, like, you don't look that out of shape, but 30 pounds is a lot of weight to lose.
Mm-hmm.
So, good for him. I think he's been hanging out around with Henzo too much, though. That guy's crazy. Fuck this guy.
May I venture to say the TRT may be in play here?
It may be. He's like, you want the belt? You call out this fucking guy. On TV, yeah. He talked this shit about the jiu-jitsu. It's no joke, though, because Bill O'Reilly was, like, really against MMA. I don't know if you know that.
Is he like the John McCain?
Yeah, kind of.
2000.
He's pretty close-minded the whole thing. So, you know, Henzo's like, fuck this shit. They should throw down. That'd be sweet.
O'Reilly's getting his ass handed to him.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think O'Reilly's like, you know.
Well, who's the other guy? Was it Sean Hannity?
Fuck him, too. I hate
trying
that.
To pretend like he does MMA.
I don't like Fox News. Never have.
I don't really watch news.
I don't like
propaganda.
CNN either,
it's all propaganda. Yeah. Moving right along.
So the big topic that everyone wants to talk about.
John Jones.
Yes.
So we had a preliminary discussion about this last week.
We did.
About what was going on. Everything was alleged. Now it turns out some of it's true, some of it's not. We don't know. But the things we do know, John Jones stripped of his UFC light heavyweight title.
Mm-hmm.
He's suspended indefinitely.
Mm-hmm.
He lost his Reebok sponsorship.
And Muscle Farm.
Muscle Tech. His two brothers still sponsored by them.
Yes.
And...
No UFC 187.
Just UFC 187. Looked like the best card on paper. Just going to
we
shit.
We said it like 3 months ago. It's never going to happen.
Exactly. The MMA gods demand blood, and blood they will get.
Yes.
And then I also question this one, too, because... I go, wow, does that mean The Incredibles 2 is not going to happen because now Blowzone is out of the game?
It may very well not happen.
Ugh, John Jones, you're killing us.
Or you might have to do that just to keep the money flow going.
So there's so many angles to talk about here.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the first one is you got DC who's stepping in, short notice, to fight Anthony Rumble Johnson for the title now.
Yes.
Decent fight. Not as entertaining for me. I wanted to see Rumble knock Jones out. Oh, and then John Jones actually beat himself. He beat himself, Ingo.
He did.
How do you feel about all this, though? I guess let's start there. Feelings. How do you feel?
How do I feel?
You've been the utmost non-supporter of John Jones.
I have.
You have never picked him to win a fight.
I have not.
How do you feel?
And I never really liked him, and yep. I don't know that he's very genuine. Here's the thing, though. I'm looking at this situation, and I'm looking back on what happened. Was it January, right, with the whole Coke thing?
Yeah, December, somewhere around there.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I think that back then was a sign of, like, hey, guys, I need some help. And obviously, whatever the fuck he's going through, and personally, that didn't deter him. You know, I mean, it wasn't scary enough for him to change his ways. So I have to say that I feel bad for him. I feel like I never liked him as a fighter, but I may like him more now, especially if he was able to overcome this and turn his life around and do something great. And hopefully not end up as, like, one of the statistics of, you know, young, talented guys who get sucked up into the lifestyle and, you know, they just fuck their life up. It's pretty sad when you think about it, right? The guy who has everything, and here he is. And I got to wonder, you know, his two brothers, from what I understand, he has a very strong family background. Like, what's going on there? Like, how come those people were not able to help him? Maybe they tried. I don't know. You know, I have no clue. But you would think his brothers would understand, like, the pressures he's under, right? So,
unless they're all doing stuff and haven't gotten caught yet.
It's possible. It's possible.
Hard to say.
It is hard to say. But, I mean, I feel bad for him. I really do. I feel like, you know, at the same time, though, I go, this is actually a good thing. Because hopefully he's now hit the bottom. And it's only up from here. So, one day in fucking rehab for a Coke thing. Come on.
Come on. He's not the pound for pound greatest for nothing, Ego. He can kick that shit in one day.
I know, but I just feel like, you know, there's a lot of guys in the I don't want to throw people under the bus, but someone like a Dana White or Lorenzo Fertitta should have been like, dude, you can't be fighting. Like, you gotta go take care of this shit.
Yes.
Like, something's going on with you, like, you need to fix this. But he's their only cash cow at this point. There's no one who draws. I don't even think Jose Aldo can draw this much.
Jose doesn't draw shit.
No.
He doesn't draw flies.
The Mighty Mouse is not doing it. Ronda Rousey, maybe.
She is. The other thing is, what do you think? It's like, goddamn. Like, the financial impact has to be huge.
Crazy.
Like, for John Jones himself, probably, I don't even know how many millions of dollars this is going to cost him.
A lot.
So say, because, you know, he may see prison time. I don't think he will. His lawyer seems like he's semi-retarded, though, saying, you know, John's really sorry, but he's still ready to fight. What the fuck are you talking about? He's got to take care of his business.
I think he's going to wait for 6 to 12 months.
I don't think so at all. No way. Money will get you out unless he has a bad lawyer, which we've already seen.
There's some analysts out there who are saying that he will likely go away for 3 to 4 years.
That's propaganda.
So I'm discounting that by a quarter. He'll go away for about a year.
Money will get you out of everything.
In this case, though, I think his best medicine will be to go to jail, unfortunately.
I don't know about that.
You don't know about that? I feel like, dude, the guy is fucking... Okay, so he hit somebody, right? You saw the pictures of the car?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fucking totals his car, hits a pregnant lady and somebody else. He leaves. He comes, and he's like, oh, shit. And he comes running back. John Jones. He's running back. He's like, I got to get the money. And probably something else, I'm sure, right? So
yes.
I'm thinking of, like, what is his state of mind at this point? He leaves the weed, right? So if you know he left that behind.
Yeah.
So what else was there that was more important to take away? It's got to be like Coke or some other shit. Who knows? But I'm wondering, did they release like a toxicology report? Like, because weed will stay for more than like 24 hours, not like Coke or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. No, nothing's been released yet. But when you're mentioning the running, it just completely fucked that Reebok commercial. You know, you think about all the money Reebok spent and their Z pumps.
Oh, yeah.
This is the fucking Nano 4.0, and then you have John Jones running, and he's running away from the scene like, oh, this is the worst nightmare ever for Reebok.
Yes.
And then, you know, I want to stay on the money point before we tangent off. So, like, For John Jones, would you say this is going to cost him at least $25 million? Like, because of... This yeah. isn't the first sponsorship he lost, either. He lost Nike and Reebok within 8 months.
Here's the thing, though. I think America loves a comeback story. And I feel like, potentially, if he turns his life around and makes a comeback, mm-hmm. he would, I think, over his career, will make more money than he would have had he not done this. I feel like the American public loves a fucking, like, guy fucks up and fixes his life and comes back and is amazing. They love that more than, like, guy's always good. Like, GSP, okay, great. But, like, you're an asshole and, you know, you fucked your life up and then you come back and you do great things. Look at, like, Ray Lewis, right? He's on the news, like, with this Baltimore shit. That guy's, mm-hmm. like, a god there, you know? Have you been following that?
No.
The Baltimore riots.
No,
and all
don't
that.
Tangent. Sorry. Stay on point.
No, but I'm just, like, Ray Lewis, he killed somebody, okay? And
what?
He did. And he's one of the greatest linebackers ever in the NFL history. And he's now become like a spokesperson. He'll probably go into politics, I would guess. I mean, he has turned his life a complete 180.
Mm-hmm.
John Jones has an opportunity to do the same thing. And I think if he does, over the career, over the lifespan of his life, he will make more money than he would have had he just maintained. Because GSP, who's paying GSP right now? Nobody.
He's got GSP money.
Whatever, but that runs out too.
No, he's got a lot. He still has endorsements, doesn't he?
I don't know.
He still shows up. He gets paid.
Does he? Okay. Good for him. I did not know that.
I don't know. And then I wonder with...
Don't tangent. Matt's like, don't tangent. No, no more tangents.
Keep you on point. Where's my laser pointer? When I get it?
I'm like a cat.
Yeah. But I also wonder, you know, the cost to the UFC at this. You've got to be looking at $50 million, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Easy.
In lost?
Maybe more.
Revenue?
Yeah, they're fucked. I mean,
and then I want to actually give them props because they handled this the right way now. Mm-hmm. I was very impressed, and I'm not impressed with all the other bullshit, like the drug testing policy and that, kind of, but, you know, this I actually agree with, so I give them props for that. What else was going on? I had something, and I just lost it. I had a good point.
My cat-like mental state has fucked with your mojo.
You threw me for a loss.
Yes. I threw you for a loss.
Yes.
Nice.
Oh, so, okay, so say John goes away for, who knows, 6 months. Say it's 6 months. Say it's a year. When he comes back, do you think they give him an immediate title shot?
Yes. They have to.
I don't think so.
I feel like you can't, okay, you can't take the belt from the guy and then not give him a chance to get it back when he comes back, right? I'm not saying he's going to win the belt, but, I mean, and as a guy who's fighting in his weight division, don't you got to go like, well, I never really beat John. And there's been a lot of guys John beat.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like those guys are all probably hungry for the title when they know they lost to John Jones, right? Cormier, Cheetah, who's on the list? I mean, the list goes on. Rampage, Shogun. I'm trying to think who else did he fight.
For light heavyweight?
Yeah, who else? I mean, he beat everybody who's everybody.
Yes.
Right?
So he Ryan pretty Bader. Much cleared out the division.
He did. So anybody who takes the belt right now is going to have lost to John
Jones. Illegitimate.
Correct. So you got to like you got to give him a chance to win it back. And if he does and gets his life together, you'll probably see him on TV doing all this shit with kids. And
is he going to find Jesus now? Maybe he should hang out with Vitor Belfort.
He does have the tattoo. What is that Philippians thing?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
But the other weird thing is with Reebok dropping him as a sponsor mm-hmm. and Reebok being the uniform.
Yes.
The official UFC uniform. Is John Jones just going to come in like some of those fighters you've seen in the past with just plain shorts since he's not sponsored by Reebok and they probably don't want to have their brand on him at this point?
Well, according to what I understand about it is that he will officially not be their spokesperson, yet his contract, should he fight again, would still fall under the Reebok banner.
So he'll get the 20,000
whatever, yeah.
or however X yes. amount of fights?
Yes.
Wow.
Which legally makes sense because they really can't, if they've made a deal with the UFC, I'm not sure if there's anything like, oh, well, that fighter can't wear my shit. Sounds like discrimination.
Now you're pulling a race card.
That's like not serving pizza to gays and shit. Oh. Or no flowers for the gays. Or what was that? baked goods? What was it in Indiana? I forgot.
Something like that.
Anyways.
He's off the pound for pound list. The UFC just scrubbed him.
He's gone.
Like he doesn't even exist. Yes. I'm surprised they didn't delete his fighter profile from the website.
I would love to be a fly on the wall of like Dana White that day. Motherfucker!
Yeah. And how about that meeting? You have Dana White, Lorenzo Fertitta, and I forgot who the third like big shot was that all fly down to Albuquerque and have a meeting with John to tell him we're going to strip you of the title. You're getting suspended. Man, that would suck.
Well, I mean, I think from what we know you've seen Dana, I would assume those guys were like, listen, man, you've given us no choice here.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me? Like, we're going to have to do this. Like, we don't want to do this. We know we're making lots of money together, but you fucked this all up. Like, we got to do something.
DWI, cocaine.
Yes.
And now this shit.
Yep.
We got to just be a little hands off. And the smart thing is, they're not cutting him.
Yeah. Well, of course.
You got to tie him up. So you're still under contract.
It's Randy Couture territory.
We could sit on your contract for life.
Yes.
For life. Mm-hmm. He's still young. That's the thing.
27?
Something like that.
He can go away for 2 years and come back. Be no problem.
I still think he does no jail time. He's just gonna get probation. Just probation.
Yeah.
All he did was run away. Is that so wrong? Just run.
Oh, he broke a pregnant lady's arm, smashed his car, and I don't know, ran a red light.
Yeah, that would be a little awkward if I'm in the car and you just broke my wife's arm and my two kids.
Can we get your autograph?
No, I'm chasing you. I'm not gonna catch you, but I'm gonna chase you.
Yeah, yeah, a prize fighter in like 3-4 weeks away from his title
all
fight.
All coked up out of his mind and me running.
Can you imagine?
Does my car still run? Because I'm going to run you over at that point.
Can you imagine?
I'm sorry.
That would be epic. Imagine you actually catch him. What would you do? That would be like.
I think I would beat him at that
go
point.
Go for the takedown.
Because the amount of adrenaline.
Yes.
If you hurt someone in my family, that kill instinct goes into overdrive. And I beat John Jones at that point.
Nice.
I beat him to a living death, as Ken Shamrock would say. Like, what? Like, living death? I will beat you into it.
Tito Ortiz, right?
Yeah.
Where he's like, ah.
Fucking kick the chair.
What does that even mean?
I don't know, but God damn it. Is he fighting that? Ken Shamrock is coming up, right?
June.
Shamrock.
June-ish.
Slice.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Biggest pay-per-view ever.
Yeah. Do we have anything else to talk about, John Jones? I think just overall, it's just sad in general. It's just a sad day, you know?
It is.
You know, it finally happened. You don't want to see it go down this way, but hopefully you could turn this around and make a comeback. But
you know what I'm going to say?
What?
I don't want to wish ill will on anyone, but my thought on this whole thing is, I think he's going to be troubled his whole life. I'm getting the sense that for some reason, it's just not clicking in there, you know, and even if he gets off with a slap on the wrist on this one, it's going to be the worst thing that can happen for him because he's just going to feel like.
How about some forced rehab?
Well, maybe.
That might be a good choice.
Yeah.
Instead of prison, send him to rehab.
Yeah.
But like set a time limit, 6 months.
Sure. Go to one of those like beach resorts.
He should have him on, who's it, Dr. Drew? The celebrity rehab.
Oh, Jesus.
No. That'll be perfect. Get him in there with Eric Roberts. Yeah, I got a weed problem. Like, you don't have a problem. You're trying to get some publicity, son of a bitch.
Yeah. He has a weed problem.
No such thing.
You could have a problem as a weed problem.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Everybody has a weed problem.
Like, when you run out of weed, that is a problem.
Now, I want to mention one last thing, because Randy Lockermeyer had a good suggestion from our Facebook when we were talking about champions. It's like, what should the UFC do going forward with champions? And he was saying maybe the UFC should assign you a nanny when you become the champion. Because I think that's part of the problem with John is that it's too much too soon. Like, you're so young, you're UFC champion, and top of the world. Like, maybe you need someone to keep you in check because now you got another one. You look at Paige VanZant, she's got the potential to become the youngest UFC champion to beat John Jones' record. She still has 2 years where she could beat him. She probably is a little more well-grounded, it seems like, because when she won her fight in the UFC, the thing she said she was going to do, I'm going to go to the beach with my family, like my mom and dad, and we're going to just walk around the beach. That's how she celebrated her win.
Nice.
Seems a little bit more grounded.
Hopefully
so maybe
stays
not
way.
The problem.
No.
For her. But it's like you almost need a caretaker for some of these people.
Yeah, 24/7. This is your new mother.
Yes. Enjoy. This is your driver. Let them drive you.
Yeah.
You're going to be drinking. You're going to be doing illegal shit in some sort of a rent-a-car. So you're going to
Why does
pick
he
up
have a
drugs.
Rental car where he lives anyways?
Exactly.
Isn't that weird?
Probably because you're doing something nefarious.
Seems weird. Would you ever get a rental car in Chicago?
No. Well, do I need a rental car? I don't think if I'm John Jones and I'm the light heavyweight champion, I probably have, I don't know, 5 cars at my disposal at all times.
Why get a rental?
Because you're picking up some drugs. You're doing some drugs. You're going to some shady
Imagine
areas.
Mindset. I'm going to get a rental car. Yeah. It's going to be fucking great. I'm going to pay cash. No one's going to know shit. I have a bag full of cash. But first, I got to do some coke. Snort some coke. All right. Now I'm ready. Let's go. I'm going to fucking go. Oh, I'm too fucked up. I got to smoke a little weed. All right. Oh, shit. Look him up. Can you imagine?
Yeah. I wonder if it just, he couldn't drive it anymore. He must have totally fucked it up because otherwise he would just drove away. Fuck. But I got the pumps on, man. I can run like the wind. Nothing can stop me.
Yes.
Shit. Going, gone.
We better pull out of this before we
light
get through.
Light heavyweight title. This is more.
Too bad. So sad.
It is.
Should we get to Ask the Nuts?
I think so. I think we've cleared everything. I'll just mention Stipe Miocic and Mark Hunt are going to fight. I like Mark Hunt.
Is that coming up soon?
Yeah, that's next weekend.
Stipe Miocic. I'm
trying to check that whole card is shit, by the way. That's the only good
fight. I'm trying to, like, there. What the fuck is going on, man? Like,
I don't want to say the UFC is trying to kill MMA, but UFC is trying to kill MMA.
Single-handedly?
Yeah. All right, let's move right along. Ask?
Das Nuts.
Yes. Katie Christensen. I felt really excited when the UFC 187 card was first announced, but in the back of my mind, I knew it wouldn't come to fruition. Is there any point in looking forward to a card when we all know it will just head down the shitter anyway?
No.
We should just not look forward to it.
I don't even look what's coming up because I don't want to know because who knows?
It's like you almost got to wait 3 days before the event.
Yes.
And even then, shit still goes wrong.
If the fighters are in town working out, it's probably going to happen.
Probably. Maybe.
Unless your name is Nate Marquardt. Not going to happen.
Or Ken Shamrock.
Yes.
Night of the fight fucks it up. Yeah, it's. I think, well, this is the problem too with the UFC spreading the card so thin. You're luckily that card was so stacked that even though you've lost 2 fights, you're still able to throw a couple other in to make it still decent. It's not the 12 it was. Now it's like a 8.
Yeah.
So then there's a bunch of like questions about boxing. I'm just gonna say. Edmar Koch, will the Mayweather versus Ken fight happen? I have no idea because I don't watch boxing.
Do you have the 8-ball? Never mind.
No. Aaron Littlevoice, do you guys feel boxing is dead after Pacquiao and Mayweather fight?
It was dead before that.
It was dead 20 years ago when I killed it off from watching it because of all the horrible decisions. Eric West, if you guys watch Mayweather versus Pacquiao, who do you guys think won since people are saying it was close?
Mayweather. Look at the fight metrics. It's not even like in the same ballpark.
I want to throw a shout out to Mark Wahlberg for wearing a sponsored t-shirt. If you're going to fucking go out to a sporting event and know you're going to be put on TV, you might as well sell that shit.
Sell it.
Mm-hmm. It's getting paid. Ryan Smith, are you guys excited for UFC in Chicago on July 25th? Dillashaw versus Barral, Tate versus I, Pettis versus Jury, Lozon versus Gomi. Among the fights announced, will you be attending?
Undecided. You got some shit going on that day, don't you? Like some kind of swimming thing, don't you?
Probably. Yeah, because that's shit. Yeah. Because Rogan is the night before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I already said I can't do that because I got to be up fucking
a bummer.
Early, and then all day at a swim conference, end of the year, kind of fucking.
No, yeah. You know what? I feel like the live, dude, that's not a good card. It's not. It's not a great card. And the only thing I'm looking forward to on that whole thing is Joe Lozon fighting. I love Joe Lozon. He's the man. But what the fuck? Like, Chicago's a big town. We should get a big card, don't you think?
We should get some heavy weight.
Yeah, man. What's going on here?
This is like 35 ladies, 45, 55.
Kind of gay.
It is. And we don't get numbered cards anymore. We only get the UFCs on Foxes. Mm-hmm. And I'd rather just stay home anyway.
Yeah, me too.
Because it's much more entertaining to cook some fucking meat. Like, we have steaks, we have chili, I don't even know, lamb, whatever he's bringing.
All that stuff.
We got a professional cook.
Oh, yeah.
Cooking.
If we're going to, instead of going to the UFC, what we should do is, like, just go out to dinner, get fucked up, have some steak.
Yes.
Come back. That's it.
That's fine. It's much more entertaining to hang out with friends. I mean, it's cool to do once, at least once.
Yeah.
And then have, like, the backstage access and do all that post-fight press conference and the spread beforehand, too, which was nice at the United Center. Maybe I think I have some video I can maybe post of the inner bowels of the United Center. Hopefully I'll still have that. But how about that spread? Didn't they have a big Sunday bar?
Oh, yeah. I didn't visit that one, but I got some. I had some meat and some salad or something. I don't remember what I had.
Toss in a salad.
I love tossed salad.
Damn right. You're going to do it anyway. Might as well.
Yes.
I mean, right along.
Toss away. Is that it?
No. Knowledge.
Knowledge.
We were talking about this yesterday. So I remember back in the day, I don't know if it was on ABC when we had like 5 channels to watch on TV. Mm-hmm. They had like Battle of the Network Stars, and they have like obstacle courses, and you'd have football players, and they'd be doing bench press and this and that. Why don't we have like a UFC skills competition where we see who has the hardest punch? Who has the hardest kick? Who's got the best cardio? Who's the best spitter?
Spitter?
Bisping. Trash talker. I don't care. I want to see some sort of a skills competition. Because I remember Pat Barry, when he's throwing roundhouse kicks into that punch machine. He set that shit up for like punches, kicks, whatever, elbows, knees. Have them run the gamut. I think they did that. Didn't they do something similar on the first season of The Ultimate Fighter? They had them doing some sort of obstacle courses.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember what it was.
And then they were doing that weird shit. I remember a season with like Joe Stevenson and some fucking huge heavyweight, and Matt Hughes is the coach, and Stevenson is climbing around the body.
Yeah.
He's like, man, you gotta keep going because that team, they're going to do more than you. So for like an hour, he's just climbing around the other dude.
Have you ever done that before?
No.
We've done that as a thing.
No, thanks.
That is fucking hard to do.
Sweating balls all over each other.
You have no, like getting around one time is impressive, but that guy was like doing it like all day. That's crazy. Fuck that.
So that's the action we need to see.
Who can do like, what do you even call that?
I don't know. It was gross. There's so much man sweat just floating. Yes. Like, oh my God. The smell has just got to be incredible.
It does.
Smell-o-vision, thank God you don't exist.
Like Willy Wonka?
Yeah. Smell-o-vision?
Yes.
It's all good. It's all I got. All right. Shut it down.
That's been this week's edition of MMA Notes. My name is Igor Weigold.
John Jones?
Hey, you know.
Nah, not John Jones. I wish him the best.
I do, too.
Speedy recovery. Got speed.
Yes. Well, he's already fast, obviously. He got away.
Yeah. Nobody could catch me. Only been ID'd already.
Yeah.
Off-duty police officer.
Yeah, what a fucking turn. We didn't even talk about that. There's the coincidence of the off-duty police officer IDing him at the scene of the crime. Funny. Anyways, on that note.
That's it.
See you later.
Thanks for playing.